Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, who wants to ride that wave of love? There's a love I can feel rising with the dawn, reaching out to help us heal like ripples on a pond, offering us a choice. And these days to come, to ride the waves and be a voice for peace under the sun. Hey, everybody, surf's up!
Riding the wave of love, high on heaven above, dancing down to earth, the beautiful rebirth, riding the wave of love.
Into 2012, living one vibration, spreading joy and sharing wealth in a sea of celebration.
United in the way, being big and hearty,
comes a bright new day on a golden ray for a global party.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. I'm really sorry for being late. I mean, I wasn't late, but I couldn't get on my line. This keeps happening to me. And I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm glad to be here. I hope that there's you stayed online, if anyone's here, until I got on. And I hope the Wave of Love song was inspiring and awesome for you. It's such a beautiful song by Simone Matthews, and you can go to her website, Universal Life Tools, and download it for yourself if you wish, if it's inspiring to you. This is Sharon Walker, your host for Living Eden. And Living Eden is the program devoted to inspire and empower us into our divine brilliance, always bringing new paradigm concepts, new projects, virtual journeys, meditations, and loving awareness. And welcome, and sending you hugs and loving. and awareness of you, awareness of each other, awareness of myself, awareness of our planet, and awareness of love and how powerful it is, being the most powerful, empowering energy that is. And it's all that is. And I had to remember that a lot this last week on my vacation. So today, let's take some nice deep breaths. Breathing in deep. One more. Filling your belly and your chest and your neck and your head. And releasing. And I invite you to be a guest call-in. It would be so much fun to have you here with me. 909-533-8401. And let's take another deep breath. This time drawing in consciously the divine presence. All the way up to your pineal gland. And then letting go. And letting that divine presence and your divine presence, which is all one, move down back into your body. Flowing down, down, down into your belly, and your thighs, and your legs, and your feet, down into your earth star 6 inches below your feet, down into the center of the earth. And relax right into your presence. How exciting to be present to yourself, to your divine essence, the divine essence that you are. And in marriage, in the sacred marriage of yourself as divine and the total divine source, welcoming you, welcoming all of us. And taking another breath, deep into your belly, up into your chest, into your pineal gland, holding it and releasing anything that blocks you from receiving yourself. Feeling yourself in your body, feeling the marriage of all yourselves and the joy and the dancing inside of you. Excuse my, I have a cold, so I'm going to be sounding a little funny today. Enjoying the marriage of yourself, your divine self, with the divine source of all that is. And yourselves dancing with joy at this meeting, so happy to be cells in your body having this consciousness communion with the creator of all that is, with the creatrix, with the divine feminine and masculine, all in sacred marriage. And so powerful in that presence. And making the intention for all on the planet to be blessed with the marriage of their divine self with the divine source. And making the intention that we live Eden that way. It's easy to live Eden that way. For the divine source is the creator. So being in marriage and communion with your divine source makes everything empowered and easy and graceful. And today, I just got home last night at 10 o'clock at night, and I was gone all week to a wedding for my nephew in Maryland and time with my son in Virginia. Excuse me. And Rick and I had a wonderful time at the wedding. It was a very magnificent, beautiful, powerful wedding. And very inspiring, inspirational for the joys of the love of a couple. And Rick and I, being married 50 years, know the other side of that too. When we were married, it was wonderful. I remember being so scared when I walked down the aisle that my knees shook. Because even though I was only 19, I knew that for me, this was for real. That these vows were forever. And how, I had no idea how someone could be in love with someone else for the rest of your life. Because I was pretty wise about knowing that people are different every day. And that who you marry in that moment is not who you walk away from the altar with. Maybe when you walk away from the altar, you're both even more than you were when you got there. And as the years go by, sometimes you're more, and sometimes you're less, and sometimes you're just different because life changes you. Breathing changes you. Sight changes you. Touch changes you. Relationship changes you. Because everything intermingles. And you know, when you make a cake, you have flour and you have eggs and you have flavorings and you have whatever things that you put into whatever kind of cake you're making. Each one is separate, a separate thing before you put it together. And when you put it together and bake it, everything inside is recreated into something else. And a marriage is the same way. You are two separate beings, seemingly so, when you take those vows. Excuse me. And when the marriage is made sacred and real in the community, it creates, in the intermingling of two people who are part of a community, so other people have witnessed this, and they're a part of your marriage too. And where you came from is a part of your marriage. There is an infinite amount of people and energies in your marriage. And as you intermingle with all of that on this planet and intermingle with the planet, you become something different. And it's up to you as a couple and to each of us as we live our lives to be conscious. That's why we have a meditation and an intention when we start and an energy bowl. It's up to us to be creative in the way that we choose to have a life. And some people do that through hatred. Some of it do it through love. Some of it do it asleep. Some of us do it awake. There's many different ways that we can walk this journey. And Living Eden is about living it awake and conscious and in communion with love and peace and joy and abundance for all. And conscious co-creators with the divine source and with each other to make life miraculous, to make life fun, to create beautiful lives for all of us, where we all eat, we all have homes, we all have clean water, and we love our planet. And we are all abundant in whatever ways we choose. Some people can be abundant by having nothing except food and water and a home. And they know abundance. They know there is no lack. But that's what they're choosing, is to have less so they can have more. Because the more you have, the more it owns you. And you're not as free. Unless you know how to be free. And most of us do not know how to be free when we have a lot. So this was the wedding for me. All of these things going through my mind. And all of the times that all of our married life. And that the part that we're in right now is very difficult. And if I was a lot of people, and if Rick was a lot of people, we would probably separate and say, the heck with it, it's not working. But we aren't. We are in love with each other, even when it doesn't seem like we are. And and I know from the times that we've been through before that when we get on the other side of this, we are going to be way more than we were. We are going to be incredible. Rick and I have overcome huge mountains of stuff in our life. And we only could do it because we kept in it. And we walked through it. And we knew God. Or whatever you want to call that. Well, that's not the word I want to use. That all-loving creator. So that was the wedding, and my family was there. I am the oldest of eight, and we were all there. We haven't been all together in a couple of years, and it was so much fun to be together and to be loving each other and laughing and dancing and eating together and remembering together and enjoying Kyle and Catherine's love and reminding ourselves of the power of that and the beauty of it. And I even danced those wild dances that they were doing them for the whole wedding. Wild, crazy, loud dances. And I didn't think I would be able to do it because of my back, but all of a sudden my body just started doing it. The energy was so strong and the music was so loud and the people were all doing, practically everyone was on the floor for at least 3 hours doing this. And my body just succumbed to it and had a blast it wasn't long because I got too tired, but it was great fun. And then when we got to Washington Airport to land for this going to the wedding, there was a bomb scare at the airport. So we were kept on the tarmac for 15 or 20 minutes before we could get off the plane. And there were dogs in the cell phone area of the parking lot smelling out the parking, that area. So maybe it was a bomb scare or drugs. I don't know what, but because they never told us. But anyway, I was never scared. I knew it might be a bomb, and I knew there might be something really bad going on, but I was never scared. So my mind knew one thing, but my being knew that everything was fine. And we met our son. He picked us, his wife picked us up, and they took us to the wedding. And then after the wedding, they picked us up and took us to their place, and we stayed with them for a couple of days. And in the process of staying with them, when we first met them to pick us up, we were helping them walk his dog. Now, this little critter is a dachshund. And he is a rescue dog. And he's only part dachshund, but he looks like a dachshund, except he has a beagle tail. He's part dachshund and Jack Terrier and beagle. And he's very wonderful. He's a brilliant dog, very smart, but very aggressive with people he doesn't know. And it takes him a while to welcome you into his heart. And my husband was walking him and didn't quite realize how aggressive the dog is. And he was talking to a man who leaned over to pet Obi. His name is Obi-Wan, but we call him Obi. And Obi bit him. And that was the start of our time with our son. It was really extremely stressful because of all their grief around what could happen to their dog because of this. But as it turned out, the dog had been to the vet the week before, had all his shots and tests and everything, and they were able to get those and pass them in. The guy who got bit, that's all he wanted to know for sure, was that he didn't need to worry about about anything from the bite. But it presented a deep stress for the four of us for the next couple of days. And for the most part, I was stressed too, and I was worried a little bit, but at one point fell into thinking that I wasn't being, they were angry with me. Actually, I didn't do anything for them to be angry with me about, but I can still blame things on myself very easily. But for the most part, I was still able to connect to my higher self and to send blessings constantly to myself and to all of us and to the world. Blessings of wonderfulness. Blessings of the life of being everything being wonderful. And claiming that this was wonderful too. They're in the process of buying a house, so they're stressed out about that to begin with. And we did get to go see their house too, which was the best time that we were with them together because they were so excited and happy when we were in the house. And the house is just wonderful, just absolutely wonderful. They picked a perfect place for them. And the yard is gorgeous, and I'm sure they're going to be very happy there. And the 2 days that we were with them, they have been living in a small apartment. And they gave us their bed, and they were sleeping on a blow-up bed, which wasn't working well for them. And when I found out about that, I felt really bad about having their bed while they weren't sleeping well, and they were stressed out enough as it was. So that was a little difficult for me, too. And Rick and I decided to in love and joy and gratitude for all they did for us for that weekend and couple of days, in spite of how stressed out they were and the things that happened. We cleaned their kitchen. They hadn't had time to clean it in a while with all that's been going on in their life with the house and both of them working full time and more than full time. And so we cleaned their kitchen, and every bit of cleaning that we did, we just sent out all these blessings of love and joy and sparklingness into their lives. And it was so much fun to do that, that I really loved every minute of loving them that way. So that was actually joy to me. And kept asking myself the question, what is going on here? What is going on here? What is Spirit trying to tell us and give us? What treasures? And I think the treasure was their dog took us into his circle of love. And we had a great time taking care of this dog while they were at work, which was a little, I was a little scared of doing that till I knew that he had actually taken us into his heart and we belonged to him. We were his buddies too. And we had it. That was a miracle to me. It was a joy. It was a gift, and a great gift of love to have this brave little dog giving me an open heart. And the other joy was, I think that happened deeper with Dave and Nicole too, that we went through a process with them in that 4 days that opened all of our hearts' doors in different places. And when we left, we were closer and more, we were different than when we first got together. And that was the world to me. It was wonderful. So that's why I say our pilgrimage this last week was quite complete, with everything from joys and mishaps and fun and exhaustion and love. And I kept asking myself the question, what is going on here? And I think that question is very powerful, because it keeps you from only seeing what you're feeling or thinking. It keeps you opening doors. Okay, what's behind the door of all of this? And then maybe there's another door, and what's behind the door of that? And just keep opening the doors with that question. What's behind all of this? And get your sacred gifts, your enlightening, your fun and joy, and your abundance. So I invite someone to call in 909-533-8401. I would be so grateful. It would be so wonderful to have someone on here talking with me. And remember, you are Goddess. You are the Living Eden. The Living Eden is you, and the Goddess is you. And you are Divine Essence, and the Divine Essence is everything. So, to bless the planet, I want to bless where we were this weekend, from Connecticut to Washington, D.C., to Maryland, to Virginia, back to Washington, D.C., and back to Connecticut. I want to bless that circle, and I invite you to connect with all those places this week and make the circle either in your mind, in your heart and mind would be even better, in pictures, if you want to look at pictures of Connecticut, pictures of Washington, D.C., pictures of Maryland, pictures of Virginia, and wow them into you. And breathe them in a wow into you. And feel them. Let them let you know in conversation who they are. And remember, Washington, D.C. is like the hub of our country. It is not just like it. It is the center hub of our country. It needs our blessings. It doesn't need our tearing it apart. Everything gets torn apart enough. It needs our blessings. It needs us to be aware of things that need to be changed and blessing the things that need to be changed and being, if you feel called, connected to what needs to be changed, but not in tearing it apart, in finding new ways for it to function that work for living Eden. In all of these places, Connecticut, Washington, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, and that circle back to Washington, to Connecticut. And the other miracles that we got were incredibly beautiful, wonderful flights. The days were gorgeous. The plane flights were perfect. The landings were great. We were so blessed. We were so divinely blessed. And we lived Eden all week. So let's take some more breaths. Making sure you're present in your body. Another breath. Present in your delicious body. In your body that's creating miracles, millions of them, every second. Honor that body. And be present in it as the divine essence that you are, and in communion with the divine source, and set your body free. Let it be free to be healthy, because nothing is keeping it from the divine source that you are, or that we live in, and breathe, and eat, and see, and touch, and play. In abandon, because we are the divine source's children. A life full of wonderful amazement. I send each of you who listens to this and everyone on the planet blessings galore, infinite blessings of wonderfulness. I send blessings galore of joy. And I invite you to send blessings to each person who comes here and to each person on the planet of what is the most important to you, what you want to feel. Send that out to the world. and take a moment to call in the energy of the rainforest, all the healing treasures of the rainforest. Call in the archangels and the angels and the great mother and the 13 goddess archetypes and the black Madonna and all the saints, ones that have been declared saints and the rest of us who haven't yet. And the Elohim, and the Seraphim, and the music of the spheres and the cosmos, and all the cosmic entities and planets and stars, everything we know and don't know about our divine source. Calling in abundance and joy and love and light, and knowing that the darkness is part of the light. And being present with all of that. Being in communion. Keep on a date with all of that. Another breath. So be it. Enjoy. Enjoy. Hallelujah. Excuse me.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Who wants to ride that wave of love? Hey, everybody, who wants to ride that?
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, who wants to ride that?